Let's go to Indianapolis. We are off and running. Bob Kravitz, who we've talked with for years, covering the Colts, on the line with us, does a tremendous job in that market covering the Colts. And, of course, he is the staff writer for The Athletic, senior staff writer. He joins us. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. Senior means I'm old, really old.
Yeah, I have a feeling, Bob, if you were at the Dua Lipa concert with me last night, you might have had the same feelings as me. Like, it was fun, but I did feel a little bit aged at that show. A lot of screaming, but, you know, nonetheless, it was fun. It was a good night. There seems to be a lot of screaming in your market, and I don't think it's screaming because the performance is good. It seems to be the other way around. Like, how weird and awkward and messy is this Carson Wentz storyline getting?
This is a disaster because, you know, they went all in on him, gave up a first and a third, and he did not play well, especially the second half of the season, particularly the last few games when all they needed to do was either beat Vegas or Jacksonville to get in the playoffs. And he was a non-factor. He was worse than a non-factor. He just didn't do anything. So, you've got an owner who doesn't particularly want him around. You've got a general manager who's hustling to see what's out there. And you've got a coach who I would assume, I don't know this as a fact, but who I would assume would like to give it a try for another year because Wentz is his guy. So it's an unholy mess.
Let's start with the ownership part. Irsay, you said, is more than ready to move on. Why does he feel, after 1 year, Carson Wentz is no longer the right guy?
Well, I think he's got a set of eyes. I think even though the entire they had one of the lowest vaccination rates in the league, I think it really bothered Jim a lot that Carson wasn't willing to get the vaccination, and he ended up, and most of the team ended up with COVID just before the Vegas game. Now, a lot of those guys were able to play, but nobody played well in the last 2 weeks. I guess you can say, well, it's kind of a COVID, long COVID hangover, or maybe they just sucked at those 2 days, those 2 weekends. It's hard to say, but I think Jim wants somebody he can count upon, and he never felt like he could count upon Carson Wentz. And I think if you filled him full of truth serum, he would say he'd just as soon move on to greener pastures. The problem is, I don't know what's out there that's any better than Carson Wentz. That's the issue.
So it sounds to me, though, Frank Reich is still all, I don't know if all in is the right word, but he's still in on Carson Wentz, right? Because he had a big part of this, right, Bob? I mean, his time in Philadelphia, I can change him, and, I'll get the best out of him. I'll get the most out of him. Does he still feel that way, you think?
Well, I would be disingenuous if I told you that he's told me that, because he hasn't. We haven't discussed that issue. But I think it's fair to probably assume that he's the guy. He's the reason they went out and got Wentz and didn't go, necessarily. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why they didn't go after Stafford real hard. I mean, the price was pretty high. Plus, you had to send Jared Goff to the Lions, and the Colts didn't have a quarterback to send them. So I don't know if that would have been doable in the first place. But, yeah, I think that Frank very much sees promise in this young guy. Look, he's got a ton of talent, but that old, million-dollar arm and a 10-cent head deal, and I just don't know if Carson Wentz is ever going to get it.
Okay, so I think you may have just answered. I was going to ask you just your personal opinion, because we were touching on this yesterday, and it's like Philadelphia picked him second overall. I mean, they were more than ready to turn him into the franchise quarterback, and they moved on from him. And here's Frank Reich in Indianapolis who's saying, I can fix him. You guys give up you know, what it takes to get him. You trade for him, and you're ready to give up after a year. This really, to me, says a lot without knowing what he's like being around on a day-to-day basis or cover him. Or this, to me, says a lot. It says that there's a lot of things missing with Carson Wentz. So what is your opinion, Bob Kravitz, of Carson Wentz? Just your observations.
Yeah, it's a little bit hard to tell, you know, about his interpersonal communications beyond what we saw in Hard Knocks. But, you know, I have a hard time, I tweeted this last night, I have a hard time believing that it was just those last 2 weeks that made them say, oh, hell no, we can't move forward with this guy. I think that there's a greater issue there. Now, whether he's bad with teammates or he's selfish or he's this or he's that, I don't know. I have no idea. But I have a hard time believing that two really wretched weeks at the end of the regular season would be enough for them to say, you know what, we made a big investment in this guy. Now we're going to pull the plug.
We're talking to Bob Kravitz of The Athletic in Indianapolis. Okay, so let's look at this from the Frank Reich seat. He's obviously had to go through quarterbacks in his tenure there. Luck's retirement and Brissett and Phillip Rivers and now this with Wentz. So I kind of give him that, but where do you rate his job security right now if whoever the next guy is and they don't get it right this year, they miss the playoffs again, where do you look at things when it comes to Frank Reich?
I think he's in pretty good shape. I think that you know, look, this is definitely a demerit on his record. There's no question. But, you know, he signed an extension. So did Chris Ballard. The two seem tied at the hip. Look, if they have a really bad year next year, then I think they go in the hot seat the year after that. But I don't, you know, you lose a franchise quarterback 2 weeks before the start of the season, you're going to be band-aiding this thing for, you know, until you get into a position where you can draft somebody. When you look at the free agent quarterbacks, none of them are better than Carson Wentz, which is, you know, damning with faint praise, but none of them are special. You know, if somehow you can get an Aaron Rodgers or a Russell Wilson, and God only knows how you pull that one off, you know, I wonder if it doesn't make sense to give it one more year. But the way things are trending, and certainly the Mort story, you know, I think it's trending in a direction where they're going to move on from him and take their chances.
Well, so that was kind of leading me to my next question, because Jimmy Garoppolo is one that I think everybody believes is going to be on the move. And I was going to ask if you thought he was an upgrade. I look at them as close to the same, not really one better than the other, but you believe that Wentz would still be better.
I think it's a 50-50 proposition there, and you know, you've already paid Wentz all this money. You've already made this investment, and yeah, I just don't see. And then you're going to have to pay obviously for Garoppolo. So I'm not sure, unless it's a significant upgrade, I'm not sure it's worth it to move on to Jimmy Garoppolo.
And then you got to address the rest of the roster. I mean, you know, you're in pretty good shape, obviously, at running back. You have what's next at receiver and Pittman. But what are kind of the questions with T.Y. Hilton? Is he going to be back? Is he going to call it a career?
No.
You think he's done or go somewhere else?
Yeah, I thought he was done 2 years ago. I couldn't believe the Colts brought him back, honestly. And I wrote that. I thought it was a sentimental move. And good football teams don't make sentimental moves. And that was a big mistake, and he did nothing this year. Yeah, he was injured, but he's had injury problems the last few years. Wide receiver is unquestionably a major, major issue for them, and tight end. They need playmakers. You know, people are saying, well, Carson didn't have any weapons to throw to. Well, you know, good quarterbacks make average wide receivers look good. I mean, Peyton Manning, I'm not comparing them, believe me, but he made Crafonso Thorpe and Devin Aramashadu look good, you know, and so there's some names from the past, huh? But Carson never raised the level of the people around him. So they definitely need to go out and get themselves some playmakers.
That's the crutch you use for the quarterback who's just average or above average. We know it all too well in this market. We've used that over and over and over again. Vince Young, Jake Locker, Marcus Mariota, right now Ryan Tannehill. If he only had better wide receivers and a better tight end and a better running back and a better offensive line and a better OC, better quarterbacks coach. I mean, it's the same storyline. We know that script all too well, Bob, unfortunately.
Yeah. Hey, name all the Pro Bowl wide receivers Tom Brady played with in New England.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, not Randy Moss, Wes Welker maybe.
Yep.
I mean, he was thrown to David Patton, for God's sake. And Brandon, you know, guys like that, he made them look like Pro Bowlers.
So this has got to happen in, like, the next month, right? Because isn't there, like, a March 19th deadline where they're basically screwed if they don't do something by then?
Right. March 19th, if they want to move on from him, they'll owe him $15 million. And then they can move on and see what's next. But again, like, I go back and forth. You know, I don't think you stay in a bad marriage because, you know, when you don't know if there's another, you know, great woman out there or guy, you know, I think. But at the same time, you made this big investment. Do you put good money after bad, or bad money after good, whatever, however that works, to bring in another quarterback who may not be any better? So I'm kind of where Chris Ballard is, which is, let's see what's out there, and then make an informed decision.
All right, quickly on the way out. So what do you think is going to happen? What do you think on March 20th? Will Carson Wentz still be on the roster?
No, I think the owner is going to get far more involved than he's been in the past.
Well, then bye-bye.
He's been involved, and he does get involved. He's not very hands-on, but he's hands-on when it comes to quarterbacks. I mean, he's the guy who drafted Andrew Luck and let Peyton go, and I agreed with him 150% at the time. And so I think given the fact that he owns the team, I think that Carson Wentz is probably a goner.
Then, again, on the way out, your guess, your best guess of who is under center next season for the Indianapolis Colts is whom? Is it a free agent? Is it a draft pick?
Mike Pagel. Jim Harbaugh.
Kelly Holcomb?
I would say Garoppolo. Garoppolo is probably the most obvious, you know, if you feel like you can get more out of him. You know, to me, Garoppolo is the guy who's really smart and gets good grades, but, you know, I just don't know that he's got the raw athletic talent that Wentz has. And Wentz is very tantalizing because he makes plays and you go, man, that's a Mahomes-type play. And then he makes plays, and you're like, what in the hell is he thinking? So I think it'll be Jimmy Garoppolo. I do not say that with any degree of certainty.
Well, if you do need us to get in, if you do need to get in touch with Kelly Holcomb, we know how to do that. He lives here. If you guys are thinking about him, I mean, I think he's been keeping himself in good shape, so we can pass that along if you need to.
Well, I hear Aaron Rodgers got land in Nashville now, so.
Yep. He's the first star, first name person to ever buy a house or build a house in Nashville. So we're excited.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Enjoy him.
Bob, thanks for the visit. As always, we'll talk down the road.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Bob Kravitz. We always enjoy our conversations with him. He covers the Colts for The Athletic. He's been covering the Colts for a long time in that market. He knows that market inside and out. We're going to touch on that on the other side. I thought there were some interesting remarks on the other side. Look, folks, this is concerning the AFC South, and we'll get into all this on the other side. Chase is here, so it is Darren Donnick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.